Hi backstage. It's Alice again, and I saw this questionnaire posted by, or the answers by my erotica mind. And I remember this questionnaire from about a year ago, thinking it was pretty interesting, so thought I'd give it a go this morning. Why not? I actually have read through the questions and thought about my answers this time so that hopefully I won't be rambling kind of disjointedly forever. But it's pretty early, so no promises. Okay, first question. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I mean, it is both to a large degree. Because I mean, the words I find so important, because I have pretty specific likes and dislikes, so the wrong words can really turn me off. The right words can really do it for me. And I've been surprised by voices that maybe I didn't expect to be turned on by, just by the words they were saying. However, on the other side of the coin, I've heard fantasies that I was into being read or described by voices that just didn't do it for me, and again, was kind of surprised by that. I think narrowly it comes down to the quality of the voice. However, I don't think that means necessarily like the inherent qualities of the voice, like the tone and timbre and everything. It's more so the inflection and the passion behind the voice that will really do it for me. Like if someone is saying the words and you can just tell that those are not words that they would say ever in their life, that that's kind of a turn off, right? So yeah, it's marginally the bigger factor is the quality of the voice. So there you go. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one, not one other person. Okay, yeah. Had to really give that one some thought, because it's not like I'm an open book, but I have confessed a lot of things to, well, to one person in particular. Because I've been with him forever, so there's not a lot that I think I've kept from him. The one thing, one sexual thing that I can think of that I don't believe I've ever told anyone, and it's embarrassing more than anything, because of course it is. When I was, I don't know. When I was a kid, we had my family wasn't very well off. They were doing okay, but they weren't rich or anything like that. And so we were one of the families that didn't have cable, or we certainly didn't have a large cable package. We only had a few channels. And I'm dating myself here. This was before Netflix and everything. But anyway, so we only had like a handful of channels, a few local channels and stuff like that. And I was, budding youth, looking for inspiration, I guess. So, something I've never told anybody, I don't think, is that I used to sometimes masturbate while I was watching these limited channels. So, I would masturbate to things like, reruns of like Three's Company and Kids in the Hall and Inspector Gadget and stuff. And don't ask me. I don't know what I found sexy about these things, but yeah. And actually, I think I did tell somebody fairly recently that I'm masturbated to Kids in the Hall. So maybe that doesn't count. But anyway, there you go. So get your kids cable or they'll turn out like me. Something else that I know I've never told anybody this, it's not sexual, but when I was a kid again, maybe 8 or 9, we were traveling, me and my sibling were traveling with my grandparents, just for a weekend or something like that. And we're staying like in a hotel with them or something. And I was in the washroom, and their bottle of mouthwash was like up on the sink. And again, my family didn't have a lot of extra money, so they didn't, they didn't buy things like mouthwash. They bought toothpaste, but they didn't often invest in mouthwash because that was a luxury item, okay? So I wanted to know what it tasted like or something. I don't know. Anyway, I was really curious about this mouthwash, so I opened it and poured myself some and tasted it and was not all that enthusiastic about the taste of it. Put the cap back on, went about my business. But I didn't put the cap on properly. And we left like later that day. We left the hotel to keep going on vacation, and the mouthwash spilled all over the inside of their luggage. And I can just remember vaguely my grandparents getting into an argument about, which one of them didn't put the cap on properly, that it got all over their luggage. And I knew it was me, and I didn't say a word. I let them argue and blame each other, because I didn't want to get in trouble, and I was too embarrassed to admit that I had done this. So if my nana's listening right now, I'm so sorry for being the catalyst to that argument. It was totally me. So there you go. Next question. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Ha ha ha! All of them? It's kind of my fetish. Or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm embarrassed and or ashamed of many of my fantasies, but I think that's kind of part of it for me. So, what would I least want people to know about? I think I would be most embarrassed if, like, say my family or, certain friends. I have a lot of kinky friends, so a lot of them are very understanding that way, but still, I think I would be most embarrassed if people knew some of the ways I want to be treated. And I think they'd feel badly for me if they knew that. They might think there's, something wrong with me. There's not. It's just, head games. But yeah, so I think I would be most upset if certain people knew that part of my fantasy life. Next question. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? These are tough questions. These are the important questions, man. Had to really think about this. And I know what my answer would have been a few years ago, but I think that answer has changed. It has changed. So, yeah, thought about it. I think the one phrase I would keep would be, it doesn't matter what you want. Because that could be applied to so many situations and be ridiculously hot. So that's my answer today. Next question. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you," how do you think you would feel slash react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? I have a feeling that I would immediately panic, delete my account, delete all my audios, and disappear and deny, deny, deny. I'm like 90% sure that's what I would do, regardless of who it was, just because I don't know, I take my anonymity here very much for granted, and just my first instinct would be to panic. Having said that, I think I said it earlier, many of my friends are from, have been made in kinky communities, so actually most of them, you know, if they don't already know these things about me, it's not going to come as any kind of shock. So that wouldn't be so bad, but I'm assuming that it was coming from a quote unquote standard friend, someone I know from work or, you know, family or something like that. And yeah, I'd freak out. I'd freak out, delete everything, and disappear. And probably not speak to that person for a while. Yeah, it's a shitty answer, but it's true. Next question. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? I am not. I don't love being the center of attention, but I guess the question says if you were keen on getting some attention, so I wouldn't necessarily have to be the life of the party, so that's good. If I wanted to get some attention, I mean, boobs, right? I have nice tits, so those would be prominently displayed. I have nice legs, you know, so maybe, I don't know. But see, I'm not, I don't know, I'm not usually really that blatant about it. And I think I would probably, if I wanted to get attention, I'd probably play like the mystery card kind of thing, like, you know, try to just be a little coy and draw people in to get to know me a little bit, but physically, tits, right? What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? I don't know. I mean, I love my friends, and I hope they know it. I love my friends. But I can be kind of introverted and, you know, need my space and stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know how well that comes across. I think probably most of my friends would agree that I'm very open-minded, and non-judgmental. I think you can tell me anything. It's very unlikely that I'm going to be shocked. Very unlikely that I'm going to condemn you, you know, because I've probably heard it before from someone. So I don't know. I don't know what they would say, but I think that might be an answer. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I mean, I was gonna say, like, intelligence, you know, being clever, being witty, but I thought back to, you know, all the times that I've been kind of surprised by my attraction to someone, and it's not just that. I think be provocative, slightly provocative without being a dick, like, you know, without being too, I don't know, controversial or too abrasive, but be a little provocative. Say something that just kind of piques my interest, makes me sit up and listen a little more carefully. That will do it, if that makes sense. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? God. Do you know those harmony balls? Those, like, those, like, jingly metal balls that you hold in your hand. Not like Benoit balls or whatever, but, yeah, they were popular, I don't know, in the 90s, I think. And they were like a zen thing. You kind of juggle these balls and they jingle and the sound is supposed to be, you know, very soothing or whatever. Anyway, was at a party with my kinky friends and was in the hostess's bedroom kind of messing around with this guy, my switchy friend that I used to play with. And I did not ask him to do this. I don't know why. I don't even remember why he did this. Just, I don't know, because to fuck with me. I think he put both of them in my cunt. I'm pretty sure he did. So there you go. And I don't remember. I don't think he put them in a condom first. I don't remember. But if he did, then when he tried to get them out, either way, when he tried to get them out, he could only get one out and the other one wouldn't come out. No matter what he did and no matter what I did, this thing was inside me. So I'm like running around this party jingling and panicking. And yeah, eventually, I think, I can't remember. Eventually it came out, obviously. So, yeah. Little PSA, don't put those in your pussy because you might have a problem and you might have a hilarious problem. So yeah. Yeah, not probably the answer you were expecting, but that is the strangest thing I've ever had inside me. And finally, optional, name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I mean, I'd love for Scuttles to take it, but I know he's going to be having a very busy week, so, I won't hold my breath, but, yeah, that would be interesting. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much, guys. Hope you enjoyed my answers. Have a good day. Bye.